All right, Joe, we're going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now. It's Friday. We're going to talk a little football with Larry Bluestein, the man, the myth, the legend down here in South Florida and all across the state and the country as well with high school football. Good morning, Blue. How are you, buddy?
Doing great. Doing great. Got football going in some capacity anyway. We kind of kicked it off last week with a pretty good game between two defending state champions, Chaminade Madonna, a three-time defending state champion in 3A, and Champagnat Catholic in 2A. And then tonight we kick off another one, a pretty good one. American Heritage, Pat Surtain and his team get it cranked up for 2020 and going to play against Chaminade. And I think we'll hear a bunch of these private schools for a couple of weeks anyway. And then hopefully by the end of October, everybody will be full go. You still got Cardinal Gibbons and St. Thomas, which will be cranking it up in a couple of weeks. So you know what? What looked about a month or two ago as this is not going to be a reality, right, is kind of now becoming a little bit more of a reality. You have to have something to be optimistic about, guys. And, you know, this is a pandemic of a lifetime, and we're probably feeling it a lot more down here as I travel around the state than anywhere else.
Blue, help me out here. September 18th, opt-in deadline to be eligible for the playoffs for high school football, which has had lots of controversy around it, especially a lot of salty people down here in South Florida because the Florida High School Athletic Association says take it or leave it, and the northern part of the state's going to do it. Is there a chance they can do what the Big Ten did and go, all right, we're going to change that date as long as you guys can still get a certain amount of games in, we're willing to move things a little bit? Could that still happen, or are they going to stand by this dumbass thing they're doing?
Well, they already the 18th is come and gone, you know, for these. It's today.
Right.
And certainly we kind of know which teams are going to do it. We know Gibbons. We know St. Thomas. We know the private schools such as Heritage, Champagnat, Chaminade. And then we know the powers like Columbus Central, Northwestern, Deerfield Beach. They're all going to be in that little mix. So, but you know what? We were given at least a choice by our counties. I see Osceola County, which is Kissimmee, Osceola, they've pretty much put the kibosh on it in any form. They won't let any of their teams participate. So if Orange County does that, you're taking Orlando Jones and Orlando Edgewater out of the mix. And you know what? You know how I feel about that. I mean, this was done so poorly. I can't tell you that the FHSAA really, really did an injustice to the best state in the country for high school football by making these programs choose in a time where, you know, you don't know what's going to happen. You look, and I'll just point to a couple of areas. Look at Lakeland. They started early. They're just coming off a 14-day quarantine because two players got it. Vero Beach, same thing, smaller area. They went through a quarantine, and it's going to happen. It's going to be a start and stop. Somebody's going to get it. To the point where you're going to start breaking rules and having the kids lie, and then you know, if you feel bad, just tell your mom and dad it's a cold.
You're exactly right.
And that's what's going to happen. You know what's going to happen. I mean, I don't have to tell you, because all of a sudden you're 4-0 or 5-0 coming out of the gate, and Johnny decides to go out with his girlfriend, gets the COVID, and then gets sick and tells the coach, and the coach says, "Hey, listen. You stay home, don't come to practice, and don't tell anybody. You have a flu." Because if you go ahead and report it, then the whole team's in quarantine.
Right.
So, wow. Yeah, and so what you're doing is you're forcing these coaches and these programs to lie. And that's what's going to happen. I don't care how honest you may be. If you went to this extreme to play the season, you're not going to let it sideline you. So, but
it's too bad.
The one thing is this coming Monday, the 21st, Dayton Broward is supposed to get back and start to condition. Forget about practice. Remember, they haven't been together at all. I mean, since March. You know, we know that a lot of them have they kind of snuck off on their own. Right. But, I mean, I'm saying under not having to look over your shoulder and see who's there, they're going to be able to start conditioning. That's a two-week deal. Then a week without Pat, you know, with shells on and and a helmet. And then you go into practice. So you're 4 weeks in. So that's the end of what? Where are we? The 21st of October. So they're proposing to start the season last week of October. Though, and here's the thing too: if you opt into the playoffs begin November 13th. So you get 4 or 5 games, and if you lose in the first round, see ya. Now, if you know, just happen to lose, I know that Central, Northwestern, those schools. But just let's say they get upset. Then they're only playing 4 or 5 games. Now, these people who are opting out could get as many as 9 because they could play right through the playoffs. So, yeah.
It's time to break away, Blue. Let's just get right to it. I wasn't for it originally, but I just think we can find enough people, not only in South Florida, but we'll open it up to any others that want to join us down here. And we need to break away. We need to stop kind of flirting with them and just tell the Florida High School Athletic Association and Bozo the Clown that's running the show up there that it's time to break away. It's done. Let's come up with a new system, Blue. Let's put together a team of people to make it work for the three counties, and we'll come up with something that everybody can agree. It'll never be perfect because we've got little private schools and big schools, and I know our schedule's tougher than your schedule. We can play national games with the top teams, but it's time to break away from anybody that's playing football up north right now. F you, and F the Florida High School Athletic Association and their board of directors. Kiss my ass too, all of you, and let's move on. Do you agree with that?
Well, yeah. And the one thing I'm really surprised, guys, is that the principals haven't made more of a stink about this because of the fact that, okay, let's say that academics is obviously paramount and it does, you know, make the world go around. But at the same time, you have to have balance. And if they've taken that balance out of your hands, it seems to me that you would say, hey, listen, wait a minute. You know, somebody has to be accountable going on.
And, hey, Blue, hold on a sec, man. Those principals got a little other – they got a bigger problem right now between parents – kids and teachers
and computers.
And that's,
I understand.
Oh, man, they got some other stuff. Yeah.
But I'm not taking away from the fact, Joe, that it is, you know, what they have going on is important. But, you know, people identify, I'm sorry, but people identify high schools by their athletic programs and not by their science programs.
That's
right
true,
now.
Man. That's true.
I mean, you know, I'm telling you. You know, I mean, same thing in college. I mean, you could get a nice 4-year degree, but at the end of the day, you go, hey, those are my Cal Bears coming out of that thing. You know, I mean, and that's
they
what
don't
I'm
ever
saying,
say
you
that,
know?
Man.
I mean, no, well, they could. I mean, and listen, I'll tell you what.
6-6.
Yeah. Well, listen, at least they're. Hey, I'll tell you something now. With the Big Ten coming back in, it's going to put a lot of pressure on the Pac, whatever they are now, and certainly being the only Power 5 program. But, yeah, guys, the thing is we have some high school football. A lot of our smaller schools are playing, the Calvary Christians, the Miami Christians, Dade Christians, and obviously tonight a really good game between American Heritage. And Pat Surtain's got, you know, I thought that, you know, I was looking at their roster the other day, and I said to myself, you know, the crazy thing is they've got kids. They still are loaded. They've got an opportunity.
He's got a good team, man.
They've got Northwestern,
man,
in their way. Yeah, he does. You know, I mean, despite a couple of kids defecting and leaving and a couple of kids get, you know, graduating. And, you know, Aronde's son committed earlier this week to Syracuse, which is good for him. That's his son's a really, really good football player. And I'm looking forward to it. We got a chance. Got a chance to see a good Chaminade team last week. University of Miami fans need to be very excited about Thad Franklin. He's a big-time back. Went over 160 yards, scored 4 touchdowns last week. So, yeah, we're excited. Anything football, you know? Anything football down here this time of year, you know, Hurricanes, Dolphins, whatever happens, we're excited about it.
Hey Blue, real quickly, too, the Borgalis story is really interesting. I don't think a lot of people know the top kicker or the second best kicker in the country from Chaminade Madonna has left Chaminade to go to Champagnat to graduate early And so he's all in. He's going out watching his brother kick this year, and then he's going to take that job. But I was a little surprised by that, Blue. Help me out on that decision. What did you think?
Well, you know, here's the thing. A kicker really does, you know, it's a different type of world. You know, I mean, nobody ever pays attention to him. Well, he's probably competed in more high-level events over the last 5 months during the pandemic than he would ever during a high school football season. So he's fine. I mean, his objective was to get in there on the 5th of January. You know, he doesn't want any time to pass. He wants to be in the mix in the spring. I don't blame him. You know, that's the way, you know, he just needed two classes, an elective, I believe, and a English 4 or something. So that's all he needed to go to graduate. Champagnat has that program. Chaminade doesn't. St. Thomas doesn't. There's a lot of schools that don't have that, you know, where you could get out early, obviously, because they want your tuition. They want your extra tuition. that's what it comes down to. But, yeah, okay. He's a great kicker. And then right in the context, we have another one coming for next year, Will Bettridge from Gulliver Prep, who's just was rated the number one kicker in the country.
That's funny you said that. Tom Garfinkel told me about how good the Gulliver kicker is and has been.
Oh, yeah.
Hitting these bomb field goals, and it's one of the great stories we haven't talked about. We're kicker country down here now, man.
Yeah, we are, and not only is Will a tremendous kicker, but he's a great baseball pitcher for Gulliver, and he's a 4-0 student. So you always got to like that. And just on a side note, last night I was up on going to see football. I went up to Port St. Lucie, and by the way, one of the running backs on Treasure Coast High School, Eden James, Edrin James's son, who's an amazing kid. He's going to be starting playing. He's a junior. On the sideline for Stuart Southfork last night was Nick O'Leary, who's an assistant coach up there now.
Wow.
So,
man, Blue, I'll tell you what, Blue, you better be, you're getting around, man, but you better take it easy, bro. God, you're hitting these games up north, man. Hit the good games. You're out of control. Hey, Blue, we're in a little bit of a hurry here. What else, man? We want to thank Auto Nation. Can't say enough good things about them.
Yeah, no doubt, Joe. Auto Nation just doesn't sell cars or trucks for less. They also buy them for a lot more. Auto Nation will buy your car for cash, and that's important now, especially in this pandemic. You could use a couple of extra dollars. Appraisers will pay you the top dollar for vehicles online and in store. You'll get a check on the spot, and you could deposit it right away. A lot of families love that. So why sell your car anywhere else? Turn your car into cash at Auto Nation. And if you need service, AutoNation service tech experts are ready to help. I got my oil change there. You got tires, batteries, collision repair, and more. Whatever your service needs, AutoNation tech experts can do it all and all for less. Plus, they sanitize every vehicle. You were just talking about that, Joe. Being safe is the most important thing, to stay safe even when four or five people are working on your car. To schedule service, appraise your car. And for an AutoNation store nearest you, visit AutoNation.com. They drive the South Florida High School radio show every Monday night, 6 o'clock, right here on WQAM. All right, guys, man. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you soon.
Take care, Blue. You got it, man. Hey, we got Bobby McCain on deck here to join us in just a few minutes. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back in a moment. Good morning. Happy Friday to everybody. A lot of sports going on, man. We've been waiting for this. Oh, boy, last night. Heat take care of business, the Celtics. Another just really fun game to watch. Highs and I mean, that's what a sporting event's about. Who's going to win? Who's going to come up with the big plays? And we got a big weekend of football and basketball coming up, including the Miami Dolphins getting set to take on those Buffalo Bills. And we're going to give it a try with one of our favorite dudes, Bobby McCain, the Miami Dolphins safety, joins us this morning. Bobby, good morning. How you doing there, brother?
Doing well. Good morning, you guys.
Hey, Bobby. Got a lot to get to, man. First of all, just going through the COVID-19 and preparing for games, no fans. How different has it been in your world of football?
It's definitely different. It's definitely been weird, but, you know, as a team, we know we have a job to do. regardless when we get out there and there's nobody there, there's 13,000 fans there. You know, it'd be nice. It's going to be nice to have fans in our home stadium this weekend. But we still have a job to do, and we still have to prepare to win the football game. We got to bring our own energy.
Bobby, how much did it mean to you, by the way, because this is something I was going to ask you last week, to be named captain, one of the captains on this team, from all your tenure here with the Dolphins and now being named a captain by the coach, the players, everybody just kind of looking at you that way?
It's definitely an honor. I always see it as an honor. Being a three-year captain that, you know, I mean, the guys trust me enough to bow me in, and, you know, the guys feel like I'm a guy that can be accountable and that can they can trust to get the job done. So I'm definitely honored.
All right, Bobby, let's get into the juicy stuff, man, that talk radio is about. How do we slow down and not see 217 yards of against the defense again? What kind of things do you need to do to fix that up real quickly with the Bills coming to town?
Just making sure we stop. We put a stop. We got to get a stop to the run. Got to stop the run. In the NFL, if you can run the football, you know, it makes the game easy on the offense. They have both available. They can run and pass, but you got to make teams one-dimensional. So you got to stop the run and play the pass. We know Josh Allen and their group with Singletary and all those guys. They got a good group over there rushing the football, running the football. So it'll be a good challenge for us.
Bobby, was it more mental or physical? And especially just watching guys get outside on the edge with no containment. What are those things? Are more physical problems, mental, technique? Help me out there a little bit.
A little bit of all three of those things. A little bit of technique, mental, a little bit of physical. We all week and try and practice clean, making them right and clean them up. And we know we'll be tried again on them. And so just making sure that we, you know, take that mental, physical, no matter what it is, the technique, making sure we set that edge and try to stop the run. That's definitely a goal for this weekend.
Bobby, last week, big mobile quarterback Cam Newton, another one obviously this week with Allen. Is it tougher to prepare for a quarterback like that than a regular quarterback that just sits in the pocket for a lot of the game, that mobile quarterback?
It's definitely a lot harder to prepare. It's definitely, you know, because those are two good, Cam Newton and Josh Allen, those are two good quarterbacks. They both have been good quarterbacks in this league. And, you know, you have to prepare for like a big arm such as Josh Allen and the feet as well. You know, it's definitely a challenge, but we're definitely up. We're definitely on and up to it. And we're excited to get going and, you know, hopefully get a win this weekend.
Hey, Bobby, another new defensive coordinator. How much – and I know Brian Flores pretty much has a defense he wants to run, but changing from Graham to Boyer, has that been an adjustment for you guys?
They're both really good coaches, Flo and Josh Boyer, really good coaches. They do a lot of talking together, and you know, we're all one unit, we're all one team, so we all try to get things fixed and cleaned up together. And we will.
Hey, Bobby, I love matchups, man. When you're sitting up there in that booth watching Diggs and Brown, maybe going against the X-Man and Jones on the outside, you look at those things, how important and how much have they upgraded the Bills with those two big play guys that can run?
They got some good players over there. So it's John Brown, Stephon Diggs, Cole Beasley, McKenzie, they got a couple guys over there that are proven, and they're big players in this league. So you know, we got to own up to the challenge and step up and try our best to lock them down. And at the end of the day, we don't want them to score. So that's the goal. But we know it's a passing league, and you know, the ball will be thrown in the air, and they're gonna. That's football, but we got to go to the next play, whether it's a good play or a bad play.
Bobby, how's Brandon Jones been, the rookie? I know you played a lot last week, but how's he been when it comes to the communication and getting to know everything that, out there in the defensive backfield?
He's been doing well. He's learning a lot. He's a real fast learner. He's a smart kid, so he understands football pretty well. He's a fast player. You know, he runs around. He makes plays. He makes tackles. So he'll be really good for us.
Hey, Bobby, help me out. So, like, when you guys had your problem stopping the run last week, I always think back to when we had Coach Shula and what film study used to be like, especially when I didn't play well and I knew he was going to call me out in front of the whole team, which is one of the most embarrassing things can ever happen. Do they still do that kind of stuff where you guys have team meetings and go, let's look at Bobby McCain on this play. Bobby, that's on you. I mean, do they still do that kind of stuff? Do you guys still have group meetings to go over films of the past game?
They definitely do. Definitely do. We definitely meet the team. We definitely meet the defensive unit and offensive unit and special teams to get things corrected. And, you know, whether it's a good play up there on the screen or a bad play up there on the screen, you got to take the criticism, take the correction, and apply them. That's all that is. You got to take it and apply it and be better the next time.
Bobby, I said this last week. Everybody going, I said, I don't know how good our pass defense is because if you can't stop the run, basically the secondary had the game off as far as covering because that was their game, that and short passes. Even your pass rushers, people kind of getting on. It's kind of hard when you're never in 3rd and 7, 3rd and 8, 3rd and 9, which are ideal situations for defensive ends to tee off. But this week, if you can stop him, it'll be fun to see what happens on an area that you guys seem like you really improved.
Definitely. If you can't stop the run, you'll never get to the pass. So, you know, we definitely got some ways to improve. You know, with the run and the pass, there's things, you know, because we'll be trapped this weekend. So we just got to put it together, marry the rush with the coverage, and understand that we all got a job to do, and we got to do our 111.
Bobby, going back to Joe's question about being called out in meetings, can you hear the demons in his voice when he asked you that? Because I think what he was trying to have you do is try to tell a story maybe when you got embarrassed. Because how many times do you think Joe Rose got embarrassed in those meetings when you went over game tape about missing a block or not catching the ball? I feel like he was trying to get you to like help him out for a little therapy.
Bobby, that's old school. You know that. Those old school coaches used to go, run that back.
Right.
What is this? Like, you know, you got all your teammates kind of laughing, man.
Run that back.
And by the way, you know it's coming, right? Like, you know exactly when the play is. I go, uh-oh, this is where I drop it right in my hands, right off my helmet. Oh, God, this is embarrassing. Yeah. Oh no, man! Those are the worst. Hey, Bobby, you've been watching the basketball. Did you get to watch that game last night?
I sure have, man. The Heat are playing really, really, really well.
What is it? Do you notice as an athlete yourself, professional athlete, that makes those guys special, especially late in games? What do you see?
The biggest thing, honestly, I think is the bubble. I think the fact that they're out of Miami. They don't have to be in the streets. They don't have so much to do that they have to just lock in the bubble and just play together and be together with one another and have that chemistry. I think it's really paying dividends for the Miami Heat.
It sure looks like it. That's for sure the way they're playing out there in the bubble.
Hey Bobby, how's adjustment, by the way? Because I didn't know how this was going to work because I thought when I found out you guys were going home at night, come on, man. There's a lot of guys who just go home, a lot of young guys getting checks they've never seen before. I'm going to be honest. I was a little concerned. You've been through all that, and now you're a much more mature guy, Bobby. I knew you when you were a little younger, a little wilder, but now you're grown up and stuff. But anyway, hey Bobby, what's that been like? Do you worry about that even with young guys? Do you have to remind them? Are they pretty good about it?
They're pretty good about it right now. Everybody's, you know what I'm saying, pretty locked in on what we have, and they understand the magnitude of making decisions outside the building and being smart, and you know what I'm saying, because any just one bad decision, one time linking up with the wrong person, or one time just going out and just having a drink or having dinner with around a lot of people, it can blow your opportunity to be able to play football. So people are pretty aware of that.
I hope so, man. I hope those young guys, and again, I understand, man, young guys out of college got money in their pocket for the first time and sitting and being told you got to stay at home and watch TV and play video games at night, and you know what's out there in South Florida. Bobby, I didn't do very well in that, Bobby, to be very honest with you, man. It didn't work for me. You guys are doing good, Bobby.
Yeah, my rookie year didn't work for me either. I wasn't very happy. I was about to say so.
It took me the whole
You know, I had to grow up and I had to mature.
Yeah. Hey, Bobby, it took me the whole damn interview.
I had to mature and understand.
Bobby, took me the whole interview to break you down, man.
Oh.
Bobby, you're
Bobby,
the best.
thanks for the time. We really, really appreciate it. Good luck on Sunday against the Bills.
Good luck, Bobby. Thank you, buddy.
Of course. Thank you, guys. Have a good day.
All right, that was safety Bobby McCain for the Miami Dolphins. Miami Dolphins Foundation excited to announce the launch of their 50-50 raffle for the 2020 season. Entirely virtual, fans can play, support, and win big all from home. Half the jackpot could be yours, while the other half will benefit the Miami Dolphins Foundation to support their year-round initiatives in the community. Get your tickets now, and for a limited time, get 2 times the amount of entries for the price of 1 to purchase your tickets. Go to dolphins5050.com. That's dolphins5050.com.
All right, we got Hollywood's headlines coming up. Got a lot more. The big story, of course, last night, the Heat do it again. Another big old comeback in the second half. Jimmy and Dragon throwing a little bam, and they do it again, man. Another friggin' comeback for the Heat, up 2-0 in the Eastern Conference Finals. We'll have more on that later on in the show as well.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody, what do you got for me today, sir?
I don't know, Joe. Do you want to talk about golf? What the hell was that?
Oh my god!
I wanted.
We're literally like playing the rejoin, and Joe goes, "You see what Mickelson did yesterday?"
I was thinking that he was going to say, you know, like 6 birdies, an eagle.
No, I said he had 9 bogeys and a
and
double bogey.
The whole thing, yeah, it was great.
Oh, that's right. You're only football and basketball. Go ahead. Go ahead, man. What do you got for us this morning there, Woody?
Wait, does that get you salty? Rough news yesterday. Joe, did you see this? Really bad news for the Pac-12.
Uh-oh.
Did you see what happened?
No, what happened now?
The MAC is working on a return to football here, so it looks like Tuesdays are going to be out the window for the Pac-12, should they ever decide to play again.
I think Pac-12's got lots of...
They lost Tuesdays, Joe.
They got lots of problems right now, dude. First of all, the whole state of California is burning up, and there's this big dark cloud over the whole West Coast right now. So... Yeah, Pac-12's got lots of problems. Washington State, Oregon State, Cal, Stanford, UCLA, and USC. I just named majority of the Pac-12. Got problems.
Not a great look if the MAC returns first, though.
Whatever. You just get your shot. This is only about you getting a shot in on the Pac-12, as always. Go ahead.
I just like to get you riled up here as we continue on, Joe. All right, Deion Sanders, did you guys see this? He's a candidate for the head football coaching job at Jackson State University. There were a lot of reports yesterday that this thing was a done deal. The school is saying that it's not. Deion Sanders is under contract with Under Armour, and Jackson State University is under contract with Nike. They said that could be a possible holdup here. But again, there's been a lot of reports that this was done, and school saying no. Kind of interesting here.
So it's pretty interesting with Deion, who's one of the greatest NFL players of all time, period, definitely for returns, and as a cover corner, the absolute best, not even close, one of the greatest athletes we've ever had in football, if not all of sports, with the stories about running track and then running over to play baseball and then running out to cover guys. I mean, the stories at Florida State are unbelievable. But saying all that, I just wish this would have been so easy if Deion would have just taken an assistant job for like 1 or 2 years, right, and he would be, I mean, who's going to tell Deion no? Can you imagine what he could do in a living room for parents?
Of course. What?
Oh my God. I mean, the teams have already considered taking him in college. I mean, they're like, they understand that part. I just wish he would get, there's just so much to the job. I know he wants to just come right in and be a head coach, but, and you know, it's one thing to be a head coach. It's another to be able to cover everybody and do all the things that he could do. But we'll see. We'll see what happens. I get that he's got the itch to coach. There's no question.
All right, guys, we got a game from last night here. Joe Burrow got himself a new nickname. They're calling him Joey Backdoor now because of a backdoor cover in the game last night. The Browns took a 12-point lead with just under 4 minutes to go. Do you guys know what the spread was last night?
No.
It was a 6-point spread.
Oh, God.
And then Burrow obviously led the 16-play, 75-yard drive that ended with a touchdown pass with 48 seconds to go, made it 35-30. That's 5 points. That gets you in there if you had bet on the Bengals last night.
Huh. Oof. Did you see enough of Joe Burrow, you two, to say, this kid's going to be good?
Oh, I mean, I think so, yeah.
This kid's got, and by the way, that group around him's not very good. A.J. Green's playing like he's 45 years old. The offensive line, their defensive line. Wow, he's the good part of that team right now. That's not a very good team.
Right. Yeah, I think he's going to be a good player, definitely. You get some things around him that work, you know.
And he did it against the elite defense of the Browns, too. So, I mean, really impressive stuff last night.
All right, so what else you got today?
Joe, the Kardashians, obviously they are wrapping things up here, but we have a new show for you. This actually premiered last night on E! I don't know if you caught it, The Bradshaw Bunch.
No, but I saw Terry's out everywhere promoting it.
This is really weird, man.
I'm surprised. Are you guys a little surprised that of all people, you know, Terry's had his own demons and the bipolar stuff and, you know, and all of it's well documented. And I know Jimmy Johnson, all those guys love working with him, and he does make fun of himself and stays grounded. It's just kind of weird to open up your life with all those beautiful daughters and stuff. And I don't know, he must have.
Really? I don't know if he needs the money, Joe, but, I mean, you see the money the Kardashians have gotten. I know he's not getting anything near that, obviously, but
Terry Bradshaw
there's
does
money
not,
in the reality game.
Terry Bradshaw does not need the money.
So
I'm
why
guessing,
do this?
Why
thing?
Do it?
Like,
so I'm guessing, and Jimmy, if you're up this morning, I'm guessing that's close to $2 million a year to be a Fox weekend host of an NFL show that's very popular. And Terry Bradshaw gets paid probably good money to do speaking engagements as a Hall of Famer. So, and he can sign autographs anytime with money there too.
So why let cameras in your house 24 hours?
I don't know, but I don't think it has, that's a great question.
Well,
but
Joe,
I know
listen, everyone has their price and you know, you would be pretty good. I mean, if they've got you and your family to do one of these shows, I imagine
it would never happen though.
Entertaining,
I would be
but
up
what would be your price? Like what's your number?
I wouldn't do it. My wife would never. My wife is super private. My wife is so opposite of me. It would just never happen.
You would do it.
Money, of course, I'd take a shot.
There's a check involved?
If you said no, I was just saying you took money to be a human prop at a bar mitzvah.
Yeah, no, I did.
Right.
And by the way, the biggest bar mitzvah in the history of South Florida I was part of. At least I did
you
it.
Were.
If you're going to do it big. If you're going to do a bar mitzvah for somebody and show up, make sure you do it with the right guys, Jason Taylor, Zach Thomas, Wes Welker. But
it's a lot of checks right there.
But make sure it's like when people leave and years later tell you, you know, that's the most expensive bar mitzvah in the history of South Florida. I go, I was part of it. Right. Thank you.
Well, Joe, if you're still doing well by the time my son gets bar mitzvah, I'd like you to be a human prop there.
You can't afford him.
I hope I get the friends and family discount.
You still can't afford him. Even with that discount, buddy.
Man.
Sorry.
You always got to bring up my stuff, man. Nothing gets by. Like, my life has to be an open book because of you.
I just like the fact that all the guys that did take checks for that bar mitzvah, including Snoop Dogg, well, he's probably the only one that didn't care that his name was being thrown around. No one else really wanted their names to be thrown around as one of the guys that got a check for that bar mitzvah, yet it all came out.
Snoop Dogg got paid, and there's people listening right now. There's somebody out there. Because there were so many damn people invited to that bar mitzvah at the Intercontinental night before a Super Bowl. I heard he got paid $200,000 to perform the night before the Super Bowl for this very, very special young man.
Yeah, that's what it normally would be if he was doing the night before Super Bowl, you know, kind of concert that's on national television. He would get that much.
The president of the company was the guy that was kind of running things like, all right, Joe, you're done. leave. I go, okay.
He was the producer?
What do you? I asked him, I go, hey, you seem like a good guy. What do you do? He goes, I'm the president. I run this friggin' huge company. I go, oh, not today you don't. You look like a coordinator here to me. All right. We got sidetracked. Where were we?
Well, you guys brought up Snoop Dogg real quick from the Bradshaw Bunch. So he lives on a farm or a ranch or whatever.
Yeah.
And he has a donkey in the show named Snoop Dogg.
So I don't know. What do you guys think?
It sounds awful.
What do you think he's getting paid? Like, you guys
Not
think
enough.
It's about money. I don't think it's about money for Bradshaw.
You think he just wants to be out there?
Right.
Just wants to be a clown on an e-reality show.
We don't even know he's a clown. That's
all that takes is a wife to go, I really want to do that show. It'll be so much fun to have our daughters and our son-in-laws. And Terry, you're such a character. Let people get to have some fun and see you.
0% chance my wife would say yes to any of that.
Yeah.
She wouldn't want a damn camera in this house.
Yeah, mine stays...
Right.
Way in the back.
Last thing for you guys here. Today is September 18th. You know what September 18th is? It's a big holiday.
I do.
What is it, Zach?
Today in general, it's a new year for the Jewish religion. That's for sure.
I wasn't talking about that.
I didn't think he meant that, Zach.
That wasn't where I was going with this.
Oh.
I actually thought of all people you would know, Zach. It's National Cheeseburger Day.
Oh, I didn't know that. That takes first stage then.
It is National Cheeseburger Day, gentlemen, and restaurants all over the place are going to be celebrating. There's deals.
Wow.
All the different places are getting involved in this thing. So you can find out whatever your favorite cheeseburger happens to be.
All of them.
You know what? You guys are going to laugh at me. I'm going to, because it is Friday, I know where I'm going, because I am gonna enjoy Cheeseburger Day.
Whoa, so we're talking about one place to enjoy the cheeseburger, and now you're putting
I'm not doing
Joe's
a go to your favorite cheeseburger place.
You going for the Travis Scott meal at McDonald's?
I'm going Big Macs.
I knew you were going to say that.
Two Big Macs with that special sauce, man.
Wow.
You're going for two, huh?
Right.
Well, you can't just eat one Big Mac. You got to
single-handedly
have
keeping the male sports bra industry going, Joe.
Right.
They thank you for that.
Joe, milkshake or no?
Yeah.
No.
You're all in at that point, Joe.
No, I'm being honest. I've been doing these protein shakes, and they taste almost like, not quite, but almost.
No, they don't.
Well, sort of.
They really do.
These protein shakes are tasting more like those chocolate milkshakes.
Right.
Yeah, except at the bottom of the milkshake, you're not getting any, you know, powdered chunks or any of that crap that's in those protein shakes.
You've ripped everything I've done today.
Every single thing.
Protein shakes are just not good, Joe. That's why they're protein shakes.
You accuse me of doing a fantasy show. You said every time I ate a cheeseburger, my breast get bigger. I mean, you've killed me. Woody, you've killed everything about me today.
I just said if you eat two of them, Joe.
Two Big Macs or
Why
four
don't
biters.
You just order a
they're
normal
each
meal.
Four biters. They're big boy four biters. And then
you eat a Big Mac in four bites?
Yeah. That's when you know your Big Mac.
Wow.
Sounds
man.
About right.
That's intense.
Yeah. What do you think? I'm at baby bites?
What does it take? 46 bites for you, Hollywood?
Oh, four bites, I mean.
It's four
you're wolfing
bites.
Down a quarter of that thing every time you bite into
right,
it.
Right, right.
That's right, Woody. Good job. Good job on the math.
Yeah, it's my math there.
Good.
Hey. All right. Listen, we're gonna.
I can do math too, Joe. I can add up your weight.
Good God.
Oh boy. I'm doing good, Woody.
Between the three of us, we got like a little offensive line going here.
305-567-0560. We're gonna come back. We'll check in. We got a lot of stuff going on. Got a lot of stuff in 8 o'clock hour. We're going to check in with Mike Hill, by the way. Mike Hill is going to join us, president of baseball operations.
Got to be
the
happy,
Marlins.
Right? Well,
got to be happy. 25 and 23.
Right,
and Mike goes out and makes all these trades. And he's talking about all these prospects. And like, nobody wants to hear about him. Now you're going, hey, Sanchez and Lopez, Alcantara, Hernandez. Right? Hey, those guys pretty good. Those draft picks and guys you traded for. Looking pretty damn good as one of the best young pitching staffs in baseball. And not a bad trade either. So we'll have that for you. We'll jump on that text machine. And by the way, I'm not going to talk about Phil Mickelson having 9 bogeys and 1 double bogey at the U.S. Open.
That's good golf coverage.
You would have thought that I seriously brought up bowling last night while I was drinking beer. The way you got like, dude, you really going to bring up the U.S. Open on a day like this?
I'd love to talk bowling with you.
Well, I'll tell you what I want to talk about. I want to talk about the U.S. Open of cars right now. Your South Florida Chevy dealers, that's what I want to talk about. This weekend, you're starting to look around. Your lease is up. You just got a lot of miles on your car, truck, or SUV. I'm going to tell you something I don't usually do. Get out to your South Florida Chevy dealers. 2020, from top to bottom, we have really, or the Chevy people, when something's really good, I always put we. The Chevy people have really figured this out, man. We got a Chevy open road sale event, which means we got prices. So when you go in there and go, this is what I can afford, they're going to make sure it works for you, man. They really are going to work their butt off to make sure. Great people in the Chevy family here in South Florida. And we've got products. 2020, the best overall from top to bottom we've ever had. It really is. Silverado trucks, boy, if we don't have the perfect durable truck for your lifestyle, nobody does. And, of course, those Tahoes and Suburbans. Well, if you need space and you always complain you don't have enough space, jump in a Tahoe or Suburban. Tell me how that works out. Wow. Let's get to the midsize SUV. That 2020 Traverse, man. Midsize, spacious enough to accommodate the big family, yet doesn't compromise any of that style inside or outside. It is gorgeous. And the Equinox SUV, that's our smaller SUV, but again, with all the active safety features, this new technology, it really is fun to drive. It really is. You're going to enjoy it. Plenty of substance for everybody. In the 2020 Chevy Blazer, it's our midsize SUV. But if you've been watching these Blazers through the years, they hit the home run and got it totally figured out now, man. It is gorgeous. It's pretty SUV as you're going to see on the market. Hey, this weekend, I'm just teasing you. Go out and take some test drives and get a great deal and feel really good at your South Florida Chevy dealers. Find reason to switch at your local South Florida Chevy dealer. Convenient locations in Dade, Broward, and Monroe counties. Find new roads at your South Florida Chevy dealer today.